Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Linda Gail Becker. She's a professor of medicine and chief operating officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. A very good morning to you and thanks for joining us. How are you?
How are you?
I am okay, thanks. Trying to really deal with all of this information that's come our way. Because although we knew this Delta variant was out there, we knew that we hadn't shut down travel to and from India. It was kind of a given that this was going to happen, but it still did come as a bit of a shock over the weekend and once again made us very, very nervous. We've just spoken with Professor Adrian Puren to get an understanding of this Delta variant. But what I wanted to focus on with you is the impact on the vaccine rollout. One of the things that Professor Puren said was it is absolutely critical. It becomes even more important that the vaccine rollout gains strength. I'd like your view on this, and specifically as it relates to this current wave.
Yeah, I think, you know, Adrian's absolutely right, Howard, that the way for us to, exit this nightmare is to get vaccinations up as quickly as possible. That is without out the way to do it. That, again, to say that doesn't immediately complete action the way one would expect they would stop, but it will reduce the amount of viral load generally in the community. So you sort of reduce how much virus is being transmitted generally, and that's how you start to exit your way out of the mess. And so it's really important that we get the coverage up as soon as possible.
There was an announcement last night, about the about COVAX, a lot of vaccines arriving. That sounded like very good news.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line is, and of course it's in everyone's mind, will the, these new variants be ineffective in the face of the vaccines we've got at the moment? I think there's good evidence to show that of the vaccines that we are using and thinking about, although there is a reduction in their vaccine efficacy in the face of the variant, and particularly the Beta variant has been a problem, there is still good value to be got out of the vaccines. And so, the kind of vaccine, certainly that SARPA approved, I think we should get out as soon as possible and get them moving,
One of the concerns is, potential concerns is that although we have information on the Pfizer and AstraZeneca in terms of the Delta variant, there doesn't seem to be a lot of information or enough information on the Johnson & Johnson. Now, given that our frontline workers have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson, this potentially could be a problem, right?
Yes, so the good news is that data, as everything in the COVID era, is quickly. So I'm aware that there is some data in print at one of the big journals, certainly in vitro studies, so in the laboratory studies, looking at neutralization capability of the J&J vaccine against the Delta, and it certainly does look good. It looks it neutralizes more effectively than it did the Beta variant. So I think we should feel reassured. I think more data will be coming through even here from our own laboratories within the next couple of weeks. So, I think we should not presume bad news ahead of time and hold out hope. But as I say, I saw some good data yesterday and believe that it will be printed by the end of the week. So
that is incredibly good news. Yeah, especially, as I say, because our most vulnerable, well, I wouldn't say most vulnerable, you can't have a list of who's more vulnerable than others, but our most exposed certainly are our healthcare workers. And they have been vaccinated with the Johnson. So that is really, really absolutely brilliant news.
It's important to underpin again, this does not mean that, this is not the kind of vaccine that's stopped the infection completely, the way smallpox does, right? This stop severe disease and death. And so we are hearing about mild infections. And, you know, I think that is the case with all the vaccines. The important thing is to stop severe disease and death and reduce viral load generally. That's the aim, yeah.
Right. And certainly anecdotally, I've come across a number of healthcare workers lately who have had the Johnson & Johnson, did contract COVID-19, but as you said, their symptoms were mild. It meant that they needed to isolate, but it didn't mean that none of them, in no cases that I know, and I know that when I checked in with Dr. Anton Myberg about it, there's been very, I think he said last week, there was maybe one case that he knew of the Johnson & Johnson, somebody who had been vaccinated and had that period of time to initiate an antibody, a response to it. He's only had one case where somebody was in hospital, but then left hospital fairly quickly. So that really is what we're trying to prevent, is hospitalization and death at this point.
Correct. And, you know, I think the other thing that is becoming increasingly apparent and good news is that the JJ team tell us telephonically, and hopefully there will be new data again in August, but that the Kaplan-Meier's, in other words, the vaccine efficacy continues to improve over time. So it does look like this vaccine builds its immunity over time. And that probably is, you know, a different component of the immune system kicking in. We think probably cell-mediated immunity. And so, you know, although there may have been a slight increase of infections early on, that hopefully will decrease as time plays out and people gain full immunity. It looks like we're looking more like, you know, day 50 onwards where we get the best benefit out of the vaccine.
Which is very good news indeed. That March, I'm not going to ask you your political view because that's certainly outside of your role. And the EFF were marching, demanding that SAHPRA be pressurized or that SAHPRA allow for the Sputnik as well as the Sinopharm or whatever it's called to be released. Obviously, I'm a tremendous supporter of SAHPRA. I think they do a phenomenal job. I think we're blessed to have them, and I just hope they don't give in to pressure, which I'm sure they won't. But what is all of that about? What is happening here with suddenly a politicization of vaccines?
Yeah, I think it's incredibly harmful. You know, I don't see it being helpful at all. I certainly encourage all opinion leaders, political leaders, et cetera, to encourage vaccination, and you know, I think that's an important role that we all should play. But I think, you know, meddling in the work of the regulator is not helpful at all. And, you know, I can absolutely assure everyone that the regulator, like everybody else, feels the urgency. I don't think there's any lack of urgency. But they are doing due diligence. They need to be sure they've got all the data they need. And I know that they are meeting at the weekend, in the evenings, et cetera, and sending messages immediately back to manufacturers, et cetera, to say, you know, have you got more data on this, or what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, they are doing everything they can. It's not that they're not getting around to reviewing the data. It's about missing data. In order to do the right thing for the country. You know, and I think, we need to let those systems play out appropriately. I think applying pressure doesn't help particularly. It's not as if people don't know there's an urgent need.
And what about this talk of the Cuban vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the data myself in, you know, in printed form. But that, you know, that looks encouraging. I think it should be also reviewed. If it comes before our regulator, I'm sure they'll be willing to look at that as well. I got the impression they weren't turning anything down. They were willing to review everything. But they are reviewing with equal standards, you know, and the standards are that it needs to be safe and it needs to be efficacious. And I appreciate that. I think that's really critical for us as a country. that we roll out a vaccine, but the vaccine must be safe and efficacious.
Absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you more. Professor Linda Gale-Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, as you always do. Very interesting information around the J&J. And you heard it here first. Professor Linda Gale-Becker telling us that she has seen reports that hopefully will go into print soon and will be published soon, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is efficacious against the Delta variant.